commentary on story number 28, The Aim of the Nightingale. If we were doing comprehensive story work, which we are not, this would give a wonderful opportunity for people to assess their own attitudes and how they treat other people, what their expectations are, and also what their intentions are, as well as giving an opportunity for people to evaluate and assess and observe how they work, and also give them an opportunity to evaluate approaches in any future work. The obvious outer aim of the story is to speak the phrase, speak to each person according to their understanding. This was something that was done by the second Nightingale, who explained his actions, but not done by the first one. And how simply acting and doing and being honest may result in an effect of being driven away, not accepted by the people you're attempting to assist, and thereby blunt the work before it even gets started. This is something that needs to be done, considered by any person who's working with another person in terms of guidance or assistance, an organization, a group, or going into the world outside of a spiritual school or teaching situation in which the individual is attempting to introduce some qualities or elements into the society at large. The person has to assess the condition of the individual, see and know what they will accept, and then attempt to convey what needs to be conveyed in ways that can be accepted. And if there are resistances to that or non-acceptance, at that point the individual has to be willing to modify the approach and to give another opportunity for people then to accept what they can. At that point, the individual can determine how and what to go further or to cease going further and so forth, depending upon the goals and the particular conditions and situation that they're involved in. So this is some of what this particular story points out. And for a person working in the field, it's a very good reminder of having to take these factors and other factors just stated into consideration. This is the end of this commentary.